With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As Debbie threatens Florida, Ed Pivacek, owner of the Putnam Lodge in Cross City, says his hotel was built to withstand storms, and they had wind gusts of up to 100 miles per hour.
We had no damage to the hotel. We had some minor tree damage, a lot of palm fronds and so forth down, but no major damage, a couple roof leaks. But we weathered the storm fairly. That was just great.
National Hurricane Center lead meteorologist David Zielinski says, because Debbie is now a slow-moving storm, they're expecting potentially historic flooding.
Some areas, especially over portions of, say, southeastern Georgia through southern North Carolina, could see as much as 10 to 20 inches of rain, isolated 30 inches. That kind of rainfall is something that does not happen very often, really ever, anywhere. And that's why we're expecting such catastrophic flooding.
The storm moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Four fatalities recorded. Also at SRNNews.com, it's been a chaotic session on Wall Street. Nearly everything is tumbling as fear about a slow-moving U.S. economy worsens and sets off another sell-off for financial markets around the world. All three major indexes have dropped. The S&P 500 was more than 3% of the red at one point. The latest jobs report in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected, deepening worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its high interest rate policy. The Dow is down 984 points, the Nasdaq losing 603, the S&P 500 off 159 points. This is SRN News. A school worker in Florida is punished in a transgender case.
A Florida school employee has been suspended for letting her transgender daughter play on her high school's girls' volleyball team. The Broward County School Board found that Jessica Norton violated state law, but said firing her would be too severe. The board voted to suspend her for 10 days. 3 years ago, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bars transgender females from playing girls' high school sports. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The TWR Christian Broadcasting Ministry providing Special Olympics coverage to Arabic-speaking audiences. TWR is providing a daily broadcast that captures the essence of sportsmanship and showcases God's work through sports. The special media coverage will also feature testimonies from Christian athletes. This is SRN News. A Mexican journalist who covered one of the country's most dangerous crime beats has been killed.
Alejandro Martinez was shot by unknown gunmen in a car while on his way to an incident in the city of Celaya. Mexican media said he was traveling with two security guards who tried to fight back but couldn't protect him. Mr. Martinez was known as the Lone Ranger, had survived a similar attack in 2022. In an interview 3 years ago, he said he felt incredible pain and sadness by witnessing the damage done to the region by increasing levels of violence. More than 150 media workers have been killed in Mexico since 2000.
Authorities have killed a 16-foot crocodile thought responsible for Australia's second fatal croc attack in a month. It's the third fatal crocodile attack in Australia this year, close to the worst annual death toll on record. That was four in 2014. More on SRNNews.com.